Welcome everyone to a special edition of No Experience Required. You have two hosts tonight. Got Matt here.
And Connor here as well.
And we're here to talk about a show near and dear to our heart, and that is Bachelor in Paradise.
Cheers to you being a bitch.
I have been a fan of the Bachelor franchise for a long time now. Ever since, like, Caitlyn's season way back when. Juan Pablo, big favorite of mine is JoJo's season. I think that was the GOAT season for sure. So I've been a fan for a while. Connor, what about you?
Matt, this is a moment I've been waiting for many years now. I think The Bachelor is the best television on TV. It's spectacular, and anyone that says otherwise is completely wrong. I'm excited for this talk we're about to get into. And I'm hoping it becomes a regular staple on No Experience Required come January when the Bachelor season officially kicks off for 2019.
It's true. I mean, Andrew and Mike don't have enough of a say for them to stop it, really.
No.
So
no. Yeah.
This is going to be a staple if we have anything to say about it. You know, people give a lot of shit for liking The Bachelor, but guess what? Those are the people that haven't actually tried watching the show. They don't realize that every episode is the most dramatic episode of Bachelor or Bachelorette yet. Chris Harrison, 2018, 2017, and to the beginning of time, back to Jesus Christ in 0 BC. Or just 0? I think it's just 0. So tonight is Tuesday, September 11th, and it was the finale of, I believe it's season 4 or season 5 of Bachelor in Paradise.
We'll have to fact check. No, I don't know, but that's not off to a good start if you were wrong.
That's okay. So, you know what? It's not about the season numbers. Sometimes time just flies. You don't really know where you're at because you're just so involved in the lives of random strangers. So this was the finale. I thought this was a pretty good season of Bachelor in Paradise. It might be the best one yet. Is that too bold of a take?
It's not too bold of a take. I thought this season definitely had its moments, but as we get into talking about the individual characters, you'll see that I wasn't in love with this season. It was good, but I feel like following a very weak Bachelorette season, that this had low expectations to clear, so anything above mediocrity was a welcoming sight for Bachelor Nation.
I agree. Becca did not have the strongest season, in my opinion. I thought the guys on there were decently weak. You had David the Chicken. I honestly hated David the Chicken. I was very disappointed to learn he was going to be on this season of Bachelor in Paradise. It was really just a shock. And I think that's actually a good segue into one of the first characters I would like to bring up, and that is Jordan Kimball. Jordan is a misunderstood character on the show. He was in Becca's season. He was the proclaimed villain, yet he had really done nothing wrong except, well, being a model, which, come on, let's be real, half the people on this show are either models or aspire to be models. But he was actually, as crazy as it may sound, the most authentic person on the show. He was truly himself. He might be a little superficial. That's not even maybe. He is superficial. But he was the most authentic. And I liked him a lot coming out of Becca season. And I was actually very excited to see him on Paradise.
I said from episode 1 of Becca season that Jordan is must-watch TV. I am all in on Jordan. I think he is the most compelling character in Bachelor this year. If he and Jenna, who he was in relationship with in Bachelor in Paradise, no spoilers, you should have watched the reunion show, you should have watched the whole season, if they go on in their relationship, they should get a reality show. ABC better lock these guys up on contract, because they are absolute magnets to eyes of viewers. This is, he's the best character they have had, arguably, for years. I don't think that's, no, he's the best character they've had in years.
Hello everyone, you got Matt here in the editing room. Just needed to have a little update. Since we recorded this podcast, we've learned that Jenna has ended up cheating on Jordan. I hope everyone has seen the text messages that I'm referencing, where she basically says she's better than Jordan and she never loved him and she's just been doing this for money. Big shock, because, you know, nobody else on the show ever does this for money. I'm pretty disappointed, to be honest. I thought they were pretty good together. They seemed like a couple of innocent kids who were just looking for love, but, you know, love is dead. I am, once again, sorry for the interruption, and please enjoy the rest of the pod.
He is definitely up there, I have to agree. I mean, him starting off, it was very interesting, because him with Becca, they didn't really have any sort of spark. Jordan was just kind of in there for the show business.
Right, he came across as a non-romantic in Becca's season, whether that be there wasn't a connection or if that's how the producers portrayed him to be. But yeah, him and he did not make the most romantic impact in Becca's season. Nothing wrong with that. But he definitely made enough of a... I get, like, he was the villain. He was portrayed to be the villain, and he did the ultimate spin zone in a couple of months and won over the hearts of America.
Oh, exactly. So I remember him going on the show, and the first person he was with was Annalise, who I have my issues with, but maybe we could get into her a little later.
Okay.
But he was with Annalise. He was making these dates up. He was really trying. It was definitely cool to see a new side of him. And then I'm actually forgetting Jenna. I'm going to forget a lot of names here. Everyone forgive me. But yeah, then Jenna came, and I have never seen anyone so head over heels for someone on the show. I guess you do at first. Everyone's like, see someone, they think they're very attractive, and they go on the date, and it's super romantic. Jordan had the most innocent of loves. He gave his all to her. Even when Benoit was on, he wasn't looking for anyone else.
Uh-huh,
he was like, I'm gonna wait. He literally waited for Jenna. He apologized for anything he did wrong, even when he was yelling at some of the other female contestants on the show. A mere, probably around 30 minutes later, he goes back with the most sincere apology, and everyone's like, all right, wow, this guy means something. And he just was the most solid guy. You saw everyone else dropping like flies, and any time a couple left Paradise and they broke up, he would always go to Jenna and be like, you know, they're not us, like, we're great, I'm in it for you forever, blah blah blah. And some guys do say that and they don't mean it, but he was the one that you knew he meant it, and that is why I love Jordan so much. He was an A+ guy. He's a good dude. He is a good dude, and David's an asshole because David messed with Jordan, and Jordan showed him up, threw that freaking dog into the water.
How do you feel?
The place down.
What do you feel about that move? Do you feel it was immature, or do you feel like he was just protecting his relationship with Jenna? Because I feel like he might have went a little overboard when he stormed in his male romper and just chucked the dog in the water.
It's called fashion. Number one, and then number two, I think that's what the kids call big dick energy. I think that's having that big dick energy to be like, I can do whatever the fuck I want, and I can take whatever the fuck I want with consent. Throw a dog into the water. I thought that was a real power move.
Mm-hmm.
And David has no power, so he was the easiest to do it on. Truly, I think Jordan's an A+ dude. Like Connor said, if you didn't watch the finale tonight, just shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
But more so, why are you this far into this podcast if you, if you haven't watched?
I have a good question for you, Matt. I have a good question for you. Are you upset that Jordan and Jenna didn't get the main event spot in the finale over Chris and Crystal?
You know, I'm not upset. I think they got their time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a good transition into Chris and Crystal, if you want to go into that a little more.
Definitely.
Or do you want to hold them off?
No, we could go into them. They weren't my favorite at all. And
no,
I don't like either of them as characters in the show. Sure, they're nice people. I'm not going to say anything bad about them. But I just feel like their relationship, it was solid. They were in relationships with other people before. So it wasn't like a love at first sight thing. It wasn't... I couldn't get it emotionally attached to their relationship, and I checked out and was not interested in hearing what they had to say at all.
Yeah, so Chris rubbed me, and I'm sure a lot of other people, the wrong way, from Becca's season and the beginning of the show. So he was with Tia, and you know the whole Colton Tia situation. We can dive into that a little later, but he was with Tia, and then all of a sudden he started kissing Crystal, and then Tia's like, what the fuck? And then Chris is like, you know, I do what I want. We're not anything, blah, blah, blah. And he completely dumps her, and everyone's like, what the fuck? And he starts talking to Jordan like, oh, I think I'm going to go out with this girl tonight, and I'm going to go out with this girl like right after. She's my dessert, and blah, blah, blah. And everyone's like, all right, you're an asshole, dude. You're definitely not staying here any longer than night, like, 3 or 4. But the reason that Chris and Crystal deserved that last spot was because there was a huge transformation in Chris's character. That was the reason. Did you see him just bawl at the beginning of that?
Oh, yeah. Emotional crybaby.
That was...
I guess it was sweet. Yeah, oh my god. Okay. No, emotional crybaby.
Yeah, I honestly don't know if it was like sincere or if like he was trying to like make up for his image from the beginning of the show, because I feel like a lot of these people just try to do some stunts. Like, yeah. I think that's
One more thing about Chris. I absolutely hated the goose gimmick that he had. It's like, that's like, all right, chill out, bro. Like, what are you, Top Gun? Like, I mean, come on.
But that's not even cool goose. I don't know what he was trying to do with the goose. Was that Top Gun reference?
I don't know what he was trying to do, but it didn't land home for me, so I'm over Chris. Don't care about him. Crystal, I didn't like Crystal in Ari season? She was in Ari season. Yeah. I didn't like her from Ari season because of her whole voice makeover thing. But she's cool. I mean, She was the villain of RA season, really, and I'm okay with Crystal. I just mostly don't like Chris.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the world is better off not knowing how their love story unfolds.
Yeah, forward. I already forgot about their love story, so it's okay.
I know who they are.
Yeah.
One person that captured America's attention and their hearts had to be Grocery Store Joe.
Oh.
A meteoric rise to power after Becca season, leaving on night one of Becca season. Everyone falls in love with him, and they're like, wow, let's get this guy on Paradise, because, like, come on, he's helping the show so much. And he could not be the most real guy, which is why he was friends with Jordan the entire time. He was so real, and he just said it like it was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, he was great.
Yeah, Grocery Store Joe is like that. Yep, and nailed it first try. Is like that undrafted free agent, and he goes on to make the team and just wins over America's hearts, just like Jordan. Him and Jordan, like you said, they should become friends. I hope they were friends. I hope they become friends outside of the show too. How do you feel about Joe's relationship with Kendall, though?
Oh, you know, that frustrated me so much, because Kendall was just, like, she seems like a sweet girl. Don't get me wrong. I didn't really have, like, too many one way or the other until she started pulling her shit, where when Leo came along, that whole thing with Leo, like, she's just like, oh, Leo seems like my soulmate, when Joe's been nothing but nice. I mean, apologies if I'm pulling the nice guy card, and I get it, like, sometimes it's different tastes and physical attraction, but, you know, Joe is nothing but nice. But it's one of those things where it's like, didn't happen once. It also happened with John. Oh my god, fucking John. She kissed John.
We'll get to John. Just like,
yeah, we'll get to John. Joe's just sitting there like, alright, I guess I'll go fuck myself. What's happening? And then whenever it didn't work out for Kendall with whatever she was trying to do, she'd be like, alright, I have Joe as a safety net. And Joe did not deserve to be a safety net to that.
Yeah, Kendall was definitely I feel like she wasn't into Joe, really. Like you said, Joe was her fallback. But she's very young for the show. She's 26, and to fall in love when you're 26 and, you know, like in a couple of weeks, it was just a lot of things. I know where she's coming from to get that overwhelmed. And I'm happy that they were able to give it a second shot, like, outside, like, after the show. So I'm rooting for them, mostly because I'm a fan of Joe. And I'm a fan of Kendall. Sweet girl. and I hope that they do well together.
Yeah, I mean, I always hope for the best, but isn't it funny that she goes back to him after he rejects her? She wants the forbidden fruit. That is what it is.
You know, Joe was happy when she came to Chicago. Like, inside, he was like, all right, I got what I wanted. This is full systems to go.
They went to dinner afterwards. Joe's like, yeah, you know, I was having some trouble, but, you know, we went to dinner afterwards, and now we're dating. Yeah. I'm like, all right, Joe.
Yeah. Joe definitely got the dub in the end.
He did. He got exactly what he wanted.
Yeah.
All right, so I think we gotta just address the elephant in the room, and that is Colton and Tia.
Okay.
Just, like, the most dramatic, unnecessarily dramatic.
Yep.
Couple in all paradise, and, like, to be honest though, what I hate most about that is I actually do like both of them.
Yeah,
I like both of them. Like Colton, he always has a smirk on his face, so when I saw him on Becca season, I was like, this guy's up to some sort of shit. Like, he's not sincere. But, like, I honestly think all the things he said he felt, like, I thought those were pretty legit. When Becca came on during the season, like, he breaking down.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my god. I'm like, dude, don't do this.
Yeah. Like, how Joe was the undrafted free agent, Colton's that first round draft pick. They give him the spotlight right away, put him in the limelight with Tia, and it was all for nothing. It was so anticlimactic. You knew where it was going. Yeah. He didn't like Tia as much as Tia liked, and you can't. That dynamic just doesn't work sometimes. Most of the time it doesn't.
That's the thing. Like, I thought, though, when they finally got together, I'm like, oh, this is lasting, because, like, the camera went off of them. They were just enjoying each other.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that cute freaking workout scene where they're, like, working out in the morning? Like, you know, we're a couple that works out together now. I'm like, that's cool as shit. I love doing that. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, I love both of them, and I would love them together as a couple, but they just didn't. They weren't able to click as a couple.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, one of the big highlights of this season for me was when Raven came and she was talking to Tia, and those southern drawls. All right, I'm a sucker. I think both of them are absolutely beautiful, and their southern drawls just drawling me in every time. I was just like, I've been waiting for this conversation my entire life, and I never even knew it. And I don't know, that was just really good. And then moving to, like, end of the Colton Tia phase, I was just like, oh my god, Colton played this beautifully. He's Bachelor now.
And yeah, he did. And I'm excited for his season of The Bachelor. I think he'll be a good Bachelor. Yeah, no, he played it well. He definitely cucked Jason from becoming The Bachelor, and I'm happy about it.
No, Jason would have to change his hair before he could be Bachelor. You can't do the slick back look. I don't think it's a good look.
Yeah, I agree.
One of our co-hosts has very long hair like that. Mike has very long hair. We've been telling him to slick it back as a cruel prank. At least I have been. No one else has been. He'll do it one of these days.
Yeah.
It's terrible. But yeah, no, he played that right. I think Colton's gonna have a pretty good season. All right, I need to know your take. Do you think Tia will make an appearance on his season?
Absolutely. I don't see how she cannot.
She'll be mentioned a shit ton, for sure, but, like, knowing the show, they're gonna just try to stir up as much drama as possible. They really don't give a shit. For example, you saw how Jared and Ashley I had their little proposal on the beach this season.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you know who was there? Kevin.
Ooh.
Ashley I's ex-fiance boyfriend, something or another. They stirred up some shit by doing that.
Yeah. And the show knows what they're doing. T is definitely going to come on as, like, that friendly, like, consultant, like, oh, is she right for me? And then the girl's going to be like, oh, no, T is here. And then they're going to be like, oh, do they have something together? And then Colton's going to be like, oh, no, totally not. And then, oh, it's going to be this big thing. I can't wait for the preview already.
I think they should use that soundbite that you just did as the preview for the show.
Just dub it over the people. Their voice, their mouths.
Pretty good preview. I want to move on to Annalise. All right. Okay. And what's his face? Camille. So I had a pretty set view on both of them. going up until this finale.
Yeah.
And I think it did change a little bit after the finale. But let me go my pre-finale view. I thought Annalise was the craziest person I've ever seen. Maybe that's an overstatement, but, like, she jumped relationship to relationship crying, and then she meets Camille, and she's like, we are so in love. I'm looking for babies. I'm looking for this. It was basically what you normally see on The Bachelor, but, like, 20-fold. Like, she went full in. And then Camille just kind of took it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so Annalise, well, first of all, based on how their relationship ended, if The Bachelor, if you were able to gamble on The Bachelor, I'd be a very rich man, because I knew there was not a chance in hell that they would last together, and you could see that coming from a mile away, that they were going to break up. The fact that they even had the fact that the producers even dragged it out as long as they did was far and above what they had to do, because everyone knew it was ending. But Annalise is definitely portrayed as definitely, I guess, would she could be considered like a hopeless romantic, or no?
No, she is desperate for companionship. All right, so what I would say.
Annalise, desperate for companionship, and Camille, eeks, did not come across too good on that finale. And I think his time with the Bachelor series and cast is officially over. So, sorry, Camille.
You would think it's over, but what's his face? You remember Robbie.
Oh,
obviously, but he was just on the show. He cheated on Amanda.
Yeah.
And they brought him back on. So it's, I feel like it's one of those things where the Bachelor franchise just likes to start the shit. But what Camille did in that finale was something else. I turned my view of him around from one that's like, all right, I feel bad for him, I feel like he's just trying his best, to like, all right, dude, you did not have to do that on live television.
Yeah.
And like completely destroy this girl. And at that point, she didn't deserve that. So Camille on the shit list there.
Yeah, no one deserves that, definitely. I'm happy that he got booed on the way out. I always love it when the Bachelor crowd that's always like cheering everyone turns and just completely boos him out of the building, the boo birds, as they call it. And it was great.
Do they call it that?
The boo birds, yeah.
Is that a thing?
It's a thing.
Boo birds?
Boo birds, yeah.
We're learning here. No experience required. I did not know that was a thing. It was so funny. He was literally walking out. He's like, great, now I'm going to be known as a douchebag on national TV. And I'm
kidding.
Dude, you did that to yourself.
Yeah.
I don't get what his problem is. And I gotta say, I know we weren't giving spoilers up to this point, but I feel like if people are still listening, I'm just gonna give a quick little spoiler warning. Jenna and Jordan are still together, and they asked Chris Harrison to officiate the wedding. All right, and guess what? You know what that means? It's going to be on TV. They're gonna do a film wedding again. Oh my god!
And it's
not dramatic though, so it's kind of sad.
And it's gonna be must watch. You're going to see Jordan become a bridezilla, and it's going to be spectacular.
See, he says a joke, and it's funny, because like, yeah, you think he'd be that guy? He would be the guy to be like, I need to make sure that Jenna has everything she needs. She is my queen. She is my love. He would go full overboard for her. I'm trying to think of who else was notable. I actually did like, what's her face? Shoshana.
Oh,
the witch.
Yeah. She didn't deserve that witch gimmick that she got. She seemed like a sweet girl, just got too attached to Camille, and then didn't know what she wanted, and then her just experience became an entire mess.
Like, I'm kind of into that, like, Russian, Eastern European type of thing, so I liked her. I liked Christina. I don't know if you remember Christina.
Yeah.
From Nick's season / last season of Paradise. So, I did like Shu. I like Shu a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But she just was, like, a little jumpy because, I don't know, she's like, I love Camille, and then New Zealand Jordan showed up.
Yeah.
And she's like, nah. And then he went on a date, and she's like, wait, New Zealand Jordan's on a date without me. I want him. And she just kept jumping around, and that was a little weird. And then ultimately it was Robbie, and that ended just as quickly as it started.
Right.
And Robbie's like, yeah, like, I've known you for 48 hours. I don't think we should get engaged. And, like, I don't blame you.
Yeah. When you walk into The Bachelor in Paradise late, it's kind of, I think it's tough on you to walk in on, like, it late when there's like only a couple of days left, like Shoshana, or what's her name? Shu Robbie Diggy. They all came in late, and it's a tough situation.
And it's so funny because so many guys, and the reason I say this because you brought up Diggy, so many guys lost out to John.
Yes.
To John. I have no idea where anyone sees in him. The cameras aren't doing him any justice. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, I think, because he's just a nerdy dude. This is coming from another nerdy dude, but I just think he's, like, elevated nerdy. He made out with half the female cast.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe half the male cast. We don't know what happens in Paradise. We don't know. So he was... I just don't get it. Connor, do you understand?
You ready for this take?
I guess.
I understand. I think John played Paradise better than anyone else, and I respect it. Am I a fan of John? No. But you have to respect it.
No, I don't know if I do, because I think he used his programming background and his supposed money to kind of make a connection with whoever.
I think he made such a little connection that he was just the right guy at the right time, and like he had to just give out the rose, and it just, his timing was perfect. He went on, I think, 5 dates. The girls just were forced to choose John to go on the date with. You can't hate on it too much.
It was so funny, because literally, whenever someone... So John would have gone on a date the night before, and someone new would come to Paradise, and they'd be talking to guys, and they're like, oh, I'm taken. And then they go to John. And this is after John went for a date, and they're like, hey, John, like, what's up with you? He's like, I'm not seeing anybody.
Yeah.
He just throws whoever he was talking to just into the water, into the sea of Saluta, Mexico, just completely forgets them. And like you said, he was in the right place at the right time, so whenever the rose ceremony came around, he would be the last one chosen, and you got someone like Diggy paying the consequences.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck? Apparently John has this ad campaign with Venmo now.
Okay.
So it's in the subways, and basically it's like, John does X activity, and then John uses Venmo to do this activity or something. And it has his picture all over the New York subway system. And I'm burning. And you know why? It's because he, like you said, he played it so well that he is now kind of a player. And he has an ad campaign, so he's now like a real influencer slash like spokesperson. He played that. He's a smart dude. I will give him that. He annoys me to no end, but he is smart.
Hey, don't hate the player, hate the game.
Fucking hate the game. Just kidding. I love the game.
Yeah.
I've Bachelor is all I have. This is all I have. Please, January, come quicker.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who else I just want to bring up. Shout out to the best bartender in the game, Wells. Wells is my boy ever since JoJo season. Hadn't even kissed JoJo way back when for like what was like 6 dates.
Uh-huh.
He finally does it and then gets my man gets sent home after the first kiss. That's devastating to anyone's reputation except for his, because he came back stronger than ever and is now dating Sarah Hyland, who is absolutely beautiful. So Wells is my hero. Shout out to him.
Well, I'll tell you something about Wells. He's a good guy. I love him as a bartender. I wanted him to be the Bachelor last year, but Ari kind of cucked him out of that position. A little disappointed in that. I'm happy he's still around the Bachelor cast as the bartender. Good for him with Sarah Hyland. And I'm a fan of Wells.
Sorry, I'm just thinking the whole time. Tell me if you thought this. I thought Joe and Wells kind of resembled each other. Grocery store Joe and Wells.
Yeah, I can see that.
They both had this boyish charm to them. It was really weird. I don't know what the deal was with that, but they couldn't really be more different. Like, Wells was a jokey guy.
Uh-huh.
And then literally anytime a new girl came onto the show, Joe was like, yeah, she's hot. Yeah, she's hot. That's all he would say. I'm like, I'm like, dude, I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah. Hey, calls him out, he sees it. What were your thoughts on Benoit? You touched upon him real quick, but what were your thoughts on Benoit?
I don't think he did anything wrong, really, the entire time. He played the game. He was just going up against an opponent that was just too tough for him. And I think he blamed his own failures as a man on Jordan. He really, I don't know what his deal was. I don't think he had any personality. I think he just played the card of, like, crying about someone else on the show, and that's not going to get you anywhere.
No, yeah, I definitely think there was a language barrier issue, maybe. I like to use that excuse for these foreigners coming into an American game show like that to kind of bail them out, the nice guy that I am. But, yeah, no, I'm not a fan of Benoit.
Yeah, he could go back to Winter Games. I gotta be honest, I didn't see Winter Games, so, like, seeing Kevin and Benoit and Yuki, which I wasn't a huge fan of Yuki. I think that language barrier was more so for her.
Yeah, that they tried to provide a little humor in that.
Some of it was funny.
Yeah.
Every now and then, but yeah, I wasn't a huge fan. But you know, Bachelor Winter Games kind of like I honestly did not hear anything about Bachelor Winter Games the entire time it was on.
I watched it, and it was all okay. And none of the relationships really stuck, which kind of meh. But they had a couple good people on it. Ben was on it, which was great to see. Love Ben.
You know, Ben Higgins?
Yeah.
Dude, Ben Higgins has his own podcast. I hope he listens to this podcast because I honestly think Ben is the biggest stump.
Oh,
he's not
going to come on our podcast now that you call him a stump.
Dude, he can debate his stumpness with me. He has to prove that to me and America that he is not a stump. He's a nice guy, but he's like, he's the most dull person. He's a good looking dude, but I don't think... He can never be on The Bachelor again. He can never be The Bachelor again.
No, yeah. Yeah, I don't think he can either. But
I don't even think he could be a contestant.
I wouldn't mind seeing him make a Paradise appearance.
Dude, have you listened to his podcast stuff?
No.
He's just like the most inauthentic dude. Just like he's like praises everyone to the point of nausea. And I'm just like, dude, you're not being real right now. Like, I think you're a nice guy, truly. Like, I don't have any hate toward you, but I think you're trying too hard to not be the stump you were with Lauren, and that's why Lauren left you. Burn. We're burning.
I think his only mistake he's ever made was choosing Lauren over JoJo. That will haunt him for the rest of his life.
Yeah, JoJo was, like, definitely one of my favorite bachelorettes. Yeah. She was great. Yeah. I loved her. Oh, my God.
She gets the number one spot for me.
Yeah, she was great. I think she was very fun, very beautiful. Mm-hmm. I think the guys on her season were, like, I think top-notch. Those guys were entertaining as shit. You guys, I hope you remember Chad. You remember Chad?
Yeah.
Chad, that guy was... Oh, my. He was a real villain. Yeah. Everyone now is just, like... Oh, my God. Everyone now is such a softy compared to Chad. Chad was going to literally murder someone.
Yeah.
I was like, this is some real TV right here. Oh, my God. That was so good. Oh, I'm now getting nostalgic.
All right, I have an idea, Matt. Let's play a little game. We're going to call this rapid fire. I'm going to say a cast member, and you're just going to give me that first word that comes to your mind.
Fuck. All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Okay. I'm not good at these quick reactions.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Eric.
Cheater.
Angela.
I'm sad.
Good. Kenny.
Kids. He has kids.
Kevin.
Oh, doesn't make any sense. It's confused.
Okay, a long hyphenated word there. Confused. Okay, there's the... And we'll end things off with... Let's go Jacqueline.
Jacqueline? Who? Who is that?
She's the girl that went out with Kenny. I think you liked her.
Jacqueline? Damn. I don't even remember her. Oh no! this podcast took a turn.
She has very pale skin, dark. Pale skin, dark hair.
Pale skin, dark hair. Jacqueline.
We're ending on a low note.
This is terrible. Jacqueline, Bachelor in Paris. Okay.
She was on Ari season.
I'm looking right now. She wasn't on this show.
She was.
No, she was definitely on the last season of Bachelor in Paris.
She went out with Kenny, and then Kenny chose Annalise over her.
Jacqueline. Nah, dude, I'm fucked up. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, well,
I honestly have no recollection. She wasn't on the show.
We ended on... All right, let's skip past Jacqueline. Let's go to Astrid.
That's sweet. I think she's sweet.
Bibiana?
Oh, she's fire. She's smoking. I like her.
Cassandra?
Oh, my God. Oh, gorgeous.
Caroline?
I don't remember her. Who... I don't remember any of the side characters.
I think we hit upon all the major impact players of this season.
You've embarrassed me on this podcast because I don't know the names of like a third of the cast members, so that sucks for me. All right, Connor, give me your closing thoughts on the season.
I'm going to include the entire Bachelor year, not just the Bachelor in Paradise season.
That's fair.
Because we didn't get a chance to talk about any other... This is our first Bachelor episode, so I'm just going to include everything in one here. Very successful, and it just makes me that much more excited for next year. Can't wait for 2019. Colton, as the Bachelor, let's go!
Get your fantasy brackets ready. That's going to be a good one.
Yes.
There will be more Bachelor podcasts from No Experience Required. I don't think we're going to necessarily overkill it, just because, you know, as great as it would be, I don't think we want to turn this into a Bachelor, Bachelorette podcast. You know, we'll have the occasional episodes for those of you that are fans. If you made it all the way through this and you're not a fan of The Bachelor, haven't even watched it, then kudos, but I don't know what you're doing. You got to get on that show. Take a look. Otherwise, this has been another episode of No Experience Required. Appreciate you guys listening to our long Bachelor special episode. This is Matt.
This is Connor.
And have a good one.